Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today's Thursday, July 23rd, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong, and my guests this morning, I'm really excited to talk to them in particular, are three cadets at the Coast Guard Academy that are serving right now. They're rising seniors, and they're here to talk about some of the summer training that they've been doing, the best summer jobs you can imagine, basically. Do you guys want to go round robin and introduce yourself and say where you hail from?
Sure. I'm Amy Valencia, and I'm from San Diego, California.
I'm Andrea Saldana, and I'm from Sacramento, California.
And I'm Carissa Maurer, and I'm from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Okay. Now, where are you doing your summer training? So it sounds like at the Coast Guard Academy, every summer you go somewhere and you do some kind of work that complements your academic career and military career there. So where have you gone so far and where are you now?
Well, for me this summer, I started off on the Spencer, which is a 270 out of Boston.
And
I
was 270. What's a 270?
So a 270 is a medium endurance cutter. So it's not the biggest boat that the Coast Guard has, but it's not the smallest boat. And they do a lot of law enforcement. So boarding fishing vessels, we can also do search and rescue if we need to. So I was on that for 6 weeks. And then I flew out over here to begin my internship with the Science Center. And through there, I worked with my major at the academy, which is marine science, and we developed this coastal resiliency project with kelp, and have been working on that for the past 5 weeks.
Okay. What about you,
Andrea? I went to the Coast Guard Cutter Healy up in Seattle. It's an icebreaking 418-foot boat. It's huge. It's massive. It was pretty cool. And then I flew out here, and right now I'm currently working at the air station where I am learning everything it is to be about how to be a pilot and standing duty and flipping SAR alarms and everything like that. So it's pretty cool.
Okay. And what about you, Carissa?
I was also on the Coast Guard Cutter Healy with Andrea. We were on that. Unfortunately, we had to leave before they made their big Arctic tour, so we didn't get to go up to the Arctic with them. That's where they are right now. Pretty jealous about that one. And then now I'm here with Amy, also at the Science Center, working on the Coastal Resilience Project, looking at kelp.
So it seems like there's so many facets to that you can take with the Coast Guard. I'm curious about your project. If you guys could talk a little bit about this Coastal Resilience Project, how it works, and how it helps you become a Coast Guard officer. Like, how does it complement? Because I think that surprises a lot of people. They see you as, like, butt-kicking, you know, heroes, but you're talking about kelp, so.
Well, like Amy said before, we're both marine science majors, so this has a little bit more to do with the academic side of the Coast Guard. We're here looking at kelp bed size, so we're going out and mapping the kelp beds, seeing the changes in the size of the kelp beds and looking at salinity, temperature, and pH along with it.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's this whole project has really given us a chance to take what we've learned inside the classroom at the academy and apply it out to the field. So everything's really structured at the academy in terms of classes and labs that we're taking. But when we come out here, we're the ones developing the project ourselves. We're beginning this kelp side of the project, so it's helping us grow academically in that sense.
Okay, so you're really walking away with a holistic education when you go through the Coast Guard Academy. Andrea, walk us through a day in your life at Air Station Sitka. What is it like?
Days in the lives of, like, at the air station are very varied, like, of what you do every day. Mm-hmm. Like, some days I'll be on a 4-hour patrol flight up and down the coast of Alaska, and it's pretty awesome. Then other days I'll be behind a desk, like, standing watch, and if any calls come in, I'm the one who runs them to and from pilots. And that's pretty much, like, what I've been basically doing, is kind of seeing all different kinds of facets that there are at the air station. And there's so many, because there are so many people who actually work there, like, even not even the pilots, they're the people who are actually working on the planes. And I've gotten a chance to go at midnight and stay until 4 a.m. just washing planes. And there's so many different things that, like, aviation has to offer. And that's basically what I've been doing. So there's not really a set plan of the day. at yeah. the air station, but it's still pretty cool.
You just feel all these different needs. Do mm-hmm. you ever get incredibly nervous being in the seat where you take the calls?
Yes. The very first call I had was at like 10 o'clock at night, and like the phone rang. I'm like, well, this is it. This is the moment. This is the big one. And I was very scared, and I messed up the alarm. So, but it still worked out in the end, so everything's all good.
And sometimes you can only learn something after you make a mistake. So what is the end game after you guys graduate? You are going to become officers. And what are your plans for yourselves? Where do you want to go?
Well, I'm trying to go to flight school, which is down in Pensacola, Florida. It's about 2 years. And then after that, I hope to fly helicopters in the Coast Guard.
That is so cool. Okay, we're out.
For me, I'm hoping to go down to Key West, get my billet down there, right after the academy, and, hopefully from there I'll be on a 270, so the medium endurance cutter, and I really want to be a boarding officer, so from there I'd go to boarding officer school, and, I'd work a lot with the law enforcement, and, chasing down drug runners, and doing really, really exciting stuff like that.
All of these three women are smiling hugely as they talk about their futures. You?
I also want to go to flight school down in Pensacola and end up flying the 6D helicopter, which is the bigger one of the two.
So. Okay. So Jason Condon is also here from the Coast Guard Academy. And yeah, you can swing the microphone over to him. And Jason, I know you said you didn't want to be on the air, but I'm just wondering, how have you seen the academy change over the years in terms of what the students are doing and how they're approaching the completion of this program? Is there anything that's markedly different, or is this kind of the way it's always been done for people who don't actually know what the Coast Guard Academy is like and how it runs?
I think there's a long tradition of doing the typical training that they've got to experience. Mm-hmm. There's definitely been more academic influence and academic internships, stuff like that.
Why is that?
I think just strengthening partnerships with local communities and improving the academic experience for the cadets.
Okay. Yeah, that, because you are really gaining a lot of ground in lots of different areas. What has been the most exciting thing that's happened to you this summer? The moment where you were like, this is what I want to do forever. Has there been one? Do you remember?
Well, for me, I want to go flight. And one of the things I got to do was be what's called a duck. And what a duck is it's a practice survivor in the water. So the helicopter will actually lower you down into the water. You unhook and you just kind of float in the middle of like the water and just look up at the helicopter and watch as the rescue swimmer comes down to pick you up. And that was like a moment when you're just like laying there and you're looking up at this giant helicopter and you're like, I'm going to fly that one day. Like, that's going to be me one day. So that was my big moment, I guess.
Did being the duck make you think differently about what a survivor might go through when being rescued by the Coast Guard?
It's crazy. Like, definitely, because you're sitting in the water and then all of a sudden the wash comes over your face and you can barely breathe. And you're like, oh my gosh, this must be terrifying for people who are actually down there. And it's like, that kind of gives you an extra punch because you're like, I know exactly what these people are feeling. So I want to get there twice as fast and sit, like, I don't know, save people.
So yeah.
That's what the end goal for everyone basically is, to help people.
What about you guys on the Healy or on the 270?
I guess my moment probably came when I was in the airplane coming to Sitka. I have been waiting so long to make it to Alaska. That's actually, like, the final goal is flying helicopters in Alaska. And so when we were coming in and you could see the mountains and the ocean and we got to the air station, I saw the helicopters. I was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I just want to make it back to Sitka. I want to fly one of these helicopters and pull people out of the ocean and hike all these great mountains when I'm not on duty.
For me, it didn't happen in Sitka, but it happened when I was on the Spencer over in Boston. I pretty much love being underway, and I didn't know if I was going to love it as much. And once I got on the 270 and we got underway, we were underway for, I don't know, like 2 weeks, and then we would pull in for a few days and 2 weeks again. But pretty much that entire time I was on there, I was loving it, and I loved it so much. And that's when I realized, like, I decided I wanted to go on the 270 down in Florida. Because I'd been debating on whether or not, you know, I wanted to go on, like, a big boat like that, because they go underway for a little bit longer, or I didn't have any idea what I wanted to do. But after being on underway for a little while, like, with the Coast Guard, like, just seeing how everything works, I loved it so much.
So you'll be at sea, and these guys will be up in the air.
Yes.
Ideally, that's the end goal. And I'm wondering, too, all three of you are women. What is it like to be a woman in the Coast Guard Academy? Because I think I have a perception of it that maybe isn't accurate. I imagine it's very male-dominated, but maybe that's not true. How is it for you guys?
So the Academy is about 30% women, and actually, it's great. The guys are awesome. We were talking about it before. It's more like a brother-sister relationship. They sort of look out for you, and you look out for them. And so far, I haven't had any problems. Everyone's been really great, and I actually really love it.
Yeah. Awesome.
I would say that I don't even really notice a gender gap at all, or I don't really notice any difference. Like, it all seems normal, and it's no, like, grand excitement when a female gets a leadership position, because it's just normal. Like, there's really no gender gap there.
Do you anticipate that will be that way in your careers, that this gender equality will just be a normal thing and less of a, ooh, you know, women serving in uniform?
Definitely hope that's a goal, because everyone at the Academy now, we're all future officers. So, you know, in the next few years, as more of us, like the Academy generation now graduates, we're going to be the ones in the fleet. So hopefully this, like, mindset will transfer over there, and then it'll just get a little better in the fleet.
Okay.
Yeah, and the superintendent of the Academy actually is a woman. She just got promoted, and so will be leaving, but I think that's been she's been a great role model for all of us. She was one of the first women at the Academy when they were just allowed to join, and so I think we're really starting to see, like, women come up in the ranks now that they're that far along.
And you'll be contributing to that in a few years. You're like, oh, I can't think about it. Well, best of luck with your senior year at the Academy. Thank you so much for coming in. And Carissa and Amy are going to be giving a talk today. If you want to hear more about their work at the Sitka Sound Science Center, go to SSC at 5:30 tonight, and you can meet them in person and ask them all your questions. You've been listening to Andrea Saldana, Amy Valencia, and Carissa Maurer. They are Coast Guard Academy cadets. Good luck, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.